Bank of Maharashtra faces heat over illegal auction. Illegal auction of agricultural land under SARFAESI exposed. Bank of Maharashtra faces heat over 2.71 crore land sale. Agricultural property auctioned illegally, Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News. Exclusive, a major controversy has erupted after the Bank of Maharashtra illegally auctioned agricultural land under SARFAESI provisions, despite official records, valuations, and bank documents confirming its agricultural status. The sale, worth 2.71 crore rupees, allegedly violates Section 31E of the SARFAESI Act, RBI guidelines, and government policies, raising demands for cancellation. The Bank of Maharashtra is under scrutiny for allegedly violating the SARFAESI Act by auctioning agricultural land in Jalna district. According to documents reviewed by the Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, the bank admitted in its own notices and valuation reports that the property was agricultural, yet proceeded with a public auction in 2023. Legal experts believe this case highlights systemic misuse of statutory powers by financial institutions. SARFAESI notice confirms agricultural land. On 17 November 2015, the Bank of Maharashtra issued a notice under Section 13(2) of the SARFAESI Act to the borrower. Notably, at point number 8 of the notice, the bank itself declared the property as agricultural land, stating that SARFAESI was not applicable and that enforcement would require an appropriate forum. The bank appointed Dr. H.G. Kapgate, a government-approved agricultural valuer, who classified the land as agricultural and assessed its fair market value at 791 lakh rupees, with a distressed value of 593 lakh rupees. A separate government valuation by the deputy registrar, Bokardan, Jalna, pegged the property at 603 lakh rupees for stamp duty purposes. Loan classified as agricultural finance. Further evidence strengthens the borrower's claim. Records confirm that the loan was sanctioned under agricultural finance, with form number F138, the prescribed application for such lending. Internal classifications by the Bank of Maharashtra consistently listed the loan as indirect agricultural finance. Despite this, on 17 May 2023, the bank auctioned the land for just 2.71 crore rupees, selling it to Smet Pushpa Mask. The sale certificate was formally issued on the 19th of December 2024 by the deputy zonal manager and branch manager Deepak Keshav Garmad. Legal position: auction declared illegal. Legal experts and former regulators point out that the SARFAESI Act 2002, Section 31EI, explicitly bars its application to agricultural land. RBI guidelines and Government of India circulars also reaffirm this position. By acknowledging the agricultural status in its own notice and valuation reports, and later invoking SARFAESI to dispossess the borrower, the bank has allegedly acted ultra vires and in violation of statutory provisions. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has learned that this case could trigger wider regulatory action if escalated to RBI or the Ministry of Finance. Violations and reliefs demanded. Violation of Section 31I of SARFAESI Act, 2002. Contravention of RBI guidelines on agricultural advances. Disregard for government circulars. Breach of natural justice by proceeding despite prior acknowledgments. The borrower has demanded cancellation of the auction sale, restoration of the property, and disciplinary action against the concerned officials. Enclosures submitted include the SARFAESI notice, valuation reports, government valuations, and auction records. A test case for banking accountability. This Jalna case has wider implications. If upheld, it could set a precedent restricting banks from misusing SARFAESI provisions to auction agricultural lands. Policymakers and industry stakeholders are closely watching, as the outcome may influence future banking and agricultural finance regulations in India.